Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. This is Molly McCord, and I appreciate your connection right now. We're going to have a great conversation here about ascension and what it is for those who are new or curious about the topic, and then some guidance and insights for those of you who have been on this path for a while. So I hope that you find a lot of value in this show. I'd like to thank you for your continual connection and listening as this radio show is now on a little bit of a variable schedule. And that's because I am a new mama and I don't have as much time as I once did. So I do this show when I have time, when the little one is asleep or when he is being taken care of. So my schedule has varied with this, but I am still doing this show. You can subscribe on Blog Talk Radio to this show, and then you'll receive alerts when there are new episodes available for you to download. I have done a few astrology episodes recently, if you are into astrology, and I have some more episodes coming up later this month and going forward. So I am still here. It's just not on a schedule. So thanks for your flexibility, and we're going to have some good information here in this episode. I feel that it's important to talk about ascension because, as with all spirituality areas, there's different interpretations and understandings, and they are at different energy levels. At the most basic interpretations of spiritual growth can be found everywhere, I would say. I think there's a lot of ways that people will guide you to different spiritual growth paths. And that's really important that you have choices, that you can pick and choose what fits for you, what works for you. It's also important to follow what new information is calling to you. Because as we proceed on a spiritual path, we resonate with information in different ways. I started my spiritual growth back in the 90s with astrology, and I would go into the bookstore. Remember bookstores? I would go into the bookstore, and I loved the New Age section, you know, the part of the bookstore where you'd be the only person standing there and somebody might, you know, raise an eyebrow, like, what is this weird stuff you're looking at? I just loved it. All the books. I think Sylvia Brown was really big back then in the 90s, and she was a psychic who was on Montel Williams and had tons of books out. And there was, let's see, Doreen Virtue and a lot of angel stuff. And what else? Tarot was prominent on the shelves. there's just a lot of cool things, a lot of cool topics right in front of you, you know, to look through and to choose, and I just loved it. And astrology really called to me in at that time. This is, again, back in the 90s. And I actually remember coming across A Course in Miracles in the 90s. And it didn't resonate with me for a few reasons. And it just was never anything that I was drawn to. And yet, A Course in Miracles has benefited millions of people. It just never resonated with me for a few reasons that I won't get into. But that's where we have choice, where we have different paths that work for us, specifically what our interests are and where our energy goes. And so when we're talking about ascension, it's quite individual. And it's important to follow that and honor that in yourself and honor it for other people. So A Course in Miracles was never an interest of mine, and it's helped so many people, right? That's perfect. It's just like any other area of growth. I love astrology. Not everyone else is into astrology. But what is really important for you to know is that as you move along on your spiritual path, you're going to have more specific interests. And I believe it's because these are things that you knew in other lifetimes that are calling you back. It's like maybe, for example, you start studying some kind of earth medicine or shamanism or herbs or something that you're getting really excited about and you never had that interest before. I believe it's because you're at an energy level that also relates to a past life that where you knew more about this information. It's, you know, have you ever found something and you're just so into it and it's just so cool, and yet a part of you feels like, I know this, or this is familiar, or I feel like I'm remembering what I knew, but I don't know how I know this knowledge. Well, I believe that in our ascension path, we are called to remember more of our soul gifts and our soul interests. And don't overthink it, because we do that, right? We overthink it, and we say, well, I don't have a degree, or I didn't study this, or I didn't, you know, read the books or write the books, but yet I know a lot about this, or I want to know more about this. Trust that, because that is a gift, a message from your guides, your angels, and your soul, that there's wisdom here for you. Ascension takes you into your own wisdom. It returns you to more of you. And it does so by removing distractions, removing what doesn't interest you, removing what isn't right for you. You know, we all have intuition. We all have some level of psychic abilities, and we all have gut instincts. So trust yours, and know that yours are a gift from your soul to follow this path, or to follow this the information that you're excited about. If you're feeling really drawn to channeling or any of those types of spiritual gifts, trust that and follow that. I remember reading channeling information, I think it was, I don't know, sometime in the 2000s, and it was information that I had been given from a mentor of mine, and it was the Sanaya Roman channeled information, and my mentor had all of these tapes, all these different topics, that was all channeled information, and I couldn't stop listening. I just loved it. Okay, so let's see. That's when you had tape decks. Whenever we had tape decks, I was listening to that information. And I just found it so comforting, and it would just take me away from whatever worries or anxiety was on my mind or I was feeling. These little things that we do for ourselves are how we ascend. If you listen to channeled information for 10 minutes, that raises your energy. Just like if you meditate for 10 minutes, it raises your energy. When we're looking at ascension, we can look at it from this big cosmic perspective, from this global understanding of, okay, the world is ascending, the earth is ascending. There's different interpretations of what that means. The Mayan calendar was meant to signify when humanity would ascend. Remember 2012, December 2012, and something magnificent would happen. And I think that those timelines really don't serve us, because there are so many different timelines happening now, and we are each in our own space with information that is best for our journeys. But collectively, we are ascending or raising the energy of the earth together. And so what does that mean? Well, that means we're raising love, peace, compassion, forgiveness. And that's ultimately what I think every religion aspires to do, is to contribute to the higher spiritual principles of love, compassion, forgiveness. And when we each do that in our own ways on a daily basis, that's how we improve the world, and we improve ourselves, and we improve our communities and our families. We have these awesome ripple effects. So ascension is essentially the ability to raise the energy of the globe, and to do so in a way that is both individual and collective, as well as small and grand. So ascension is a pretty New Age metaphysical word, and it can be translated into other terms as simple as making the world a better place. That would be another interpretation of ascension. It's the raising of energy. And some people interpret that to mean that we're going to create heaven on earth, that ascension is about creating this utopia on earth. And I have a strong opinion about that, which is that it's not possible, because our earth has so many energies. It has the full spectrum, from fear to love, from war to peace. And what we're doing with ascension is we're tipping the scale so that love and peace dominate. Thankfully, we haven't had a world war in decades. Yes, we have had wars, but there hasn't been a world war. Thankfully, we are reducing poverty, reducing hunger. There are more initiatives than ever before to improve the most basic survival needs of the planet. Those are projects that I would associate with ascension. There's different ways that we are improving this globe, and yet we have more work to do, right? And so that's why ascension is in the details. Ascension is in looking at what choices can you make today, in the moment, in the present, that are best for your energy, that raise your energy, and you just sit with it, right? It's as simple as you get an email that maybe ticks you off or triggers you on some level, and just sit with it, and to not respond yet, to not react yet, to sit with it. And maybe that email sits for a day or a few days, and then you respond from a better place when you've thought about it, or when you're clear, or when you've allowed the energy to be moved through you. It's noticing the foods you're eating. Are you choosing the best quality foods? And maybe it's not every meal. But maybe it's most meals or most days of the week. Are you taking time to meditate, to be still, to allow that connection with your soul? Are you allowing yourself the simple 5, 10, 20 minutes a day to just breathe? Perhaps for you it's writing or listening to music. Are you exercising? Are you moving your body? You know, these are all little things that contribute to our well-being, to our happiness, that raise our energy. And all of this contributes to a grander ripple effect. Because think about how when you raise your energy, it affects your partner, your children, your family. They feel it. And then you go out into your community in that way, or you go online with that energy. You go into a group feeling really good. So when we look at ascension, it's important to know that we do it on a daily basis. And, you know, here we work with time. We work with the days of the week, the hours, the minutes. Each of those increments count with how you're using your energy. And it's highly unrealistic to expect yourself to be in one energy all the time. That's not even life. Life is all energies, right? Life is those days when you are ticked off or annoyed or upset or sad or depressed. That's life. We have all of that. That's part of what makes this journey so colorful and rich. I was having a really good conversation with my husband about this topic and about how, you know, it's okay to be angry. Like, it's one of the ways that life is so rich. It's okay to be sad at times. It's okay to have a bad day. You know, don't hold that against yourself. Don't think that throws you off your path or you're missing ascension or anything like that. No. It's understanding that all of those experiences make up our path. But then we get to choose where to go next. And we can do that with as simple as, you know, taking those 10 minutes to meditate or listening to music that you love and that makes you happy and you want to dance, you know, or at least lift your spirits. It's also important to have practices that purify your energy. Because with ascension, what happens is as you move up into higher energies, you clear out a lot of debris. Let's call it debris. Buildup, plaque, anything that gets stuck in your energy field, you clear it out. You clear it out faster. It's a bit like taking a daily shower. So with ascension energies or just understanding how energy works, you always want to clear energy. And I always see it as a clearing that you do full circle around your body, including those hard-to-reach places behind your back. You know, remember your mom would say, you know, wash behind your ears, those places we overlook. It's doing the full body energy cleanse as often as possible. It could be, you know, daily. I've done them a few times a day. And it's really simple for me. I just imagine, think of a tornado or a hurricane, okay? Think of that spiraling energy that's moving really fast, but see it as light and white and bright and cleansing and strong. And imagine that type of a energy force swirling around you, clearing out the debris, clearing out anything you are done with. You're just done with it. You don't need it. Imagine that type of a cleansing experience. And that can be really fast. I mean, that could be something that you sit in, or it could be something you visualize during meditation. You know, whatever works for you. This is where you get to play and figure out what you like. But knowing that cleaning your energy field regularly is going to be really beneficial overall. And you'll feel it. So trust what you feel, because a part of it could be that, oh, I don't know if it worked. You know, our minds get going, we overthink it. But that's the powers that we have, is that you have the ability to clean the energy, and you'll feel it if you trust that you feel it. Okay, so let's do it right now. Wherever you are, whether you're sitting or standing, just make sure that your feet are strongly rooted and grounded. Maybe even you need to spread your toes a bit. Make sure your heels are on the ground. Both feet are on the ground, okay? Make sure your legs are a little bit loose. You know, they're not too tight. They're not blocking off circulation through your knees. And then just loosen up your shoulders, your neck, and just relax your arms, relax your hands, your palms, your fingers. And as you're standing or sitting here, just imagine a swirling energy starting at your feet, and it's going to move up your body, and imagine it just being white, strong, cleansing, pure. You could imagine it being, you know, sparkly. You could imagine it filled with stars. You could imagine it as water. You know, whatever feels right for you. And this swirling, spiraling energy moves up your body, and it's just clearing away everything. Okay, and now we're doing this with a joint intention to be cleansing. And I'd like you to think about something that you want removed from your energy right now. It could be specific. It could be general. Please remove this anxiety. Please remove my worry. Please remove my fear. And then you could specify what the anxiety is about, what the worry or fear is about. And just imagine this energy continuing to swirl around you. And I always get some pretty cool visuals that it knocks out certain blocks or anything that's sitting around you. Like it knocks off something sitting on your shoulders. And then you start to move your shoulders and you feel like a popping or a crunching, right? Like the muscles are opening up. So imagine the swirling energy moving all the way up your head. It's filling up all of your aura, spinning, spinning, cleansing, cleansing. It's really good. It's invigorating. It's purifying and cleansing. And it's simply carrying away what you don't want to carry, what you're complete with. Okay, so imagine that spinning away. And imagine now this energy that we just used ending. And now what we're going to do is bring in a new energy to fill that space. So again, starting with your feet, imagine a pure white, bright globe rising up from your feet, and it's going to be just rising up to encapsulate your whole body. And what do you want that beautiful white globe of energy to be for you? Is it peace? Trust? Faith, forgiveness, it could even be the energy of spirit. You know, it could be your God self energy. That's one of my favorites, is to imagine all that energy just surrounding me, and then you allow that energy to literally take care of you. So imagine this white globe. It's surrounding your whole body in all directions. It's rising above your head. And then you can see it expanding out. Okay? It expands out across your, I mean, it could be across your room, across the house, across the neighborhood. But just imagine this energy expanding. And breathe. So take some really good solid breaths with it and trust this calm and this peace. And now you can move ahead throughout your day with this same energy. And see, we just did this exercise, wasn't even 5 minutes. You can come back and listen to this if you need to go through it again. We started it at, I think, the 20-minute mark, somewhere around there, if you want to just fast forward. But it's as simple as doing this kind of energy work where you are intentionally cleansing and clearing and then calling in a higher energy. It's that simple. And this type of exercise is very much what ascension is about, where we're raising our energy fields, where you are really owning your power. Because you're powerfully choosing and you're powerfully creating. Now, we do this with the universe. We do this with God. We do this because we are powerful individuals, powerful energy forces. And ascension is the supporting you as you step into that energy and that knowingness of your power even more. So when we talk about ascension on a spiritual path, we each contribute to our own personal worlds, right? We each contribute to the energy we put out, to what we're creating and sharing. But then we do this collectively through the energy grids. We think about what are those boards called? You know those boards where you put the push pins in them, like a cork board? Okay, so think of a cork board with a bunch of different push pins in them. And every push pin is an energy field. Every push pin is connected to that cork board. That's a bit like us being connected to energy grids on the planet, where each, this powerful push pin, this powerful energy, and what we put into the grid matters. And it goes out and it affects the other push pins and it affects the board overall, the grid overall. So trust this is happening too. We can't see it, but we can feel it, okay? We can feel it. It's why when a bunch of people get together to meditate or to pray, it's been documented that that effect, that energy ripples across the globe. So it's where we focus on these daily details that we are ascending, that we are affecting our own energy fields that affects the world. And I want you to feel powerful about that, to know that as you do this, you are ascending. As you're consciously aware of yourself, your choices, your actions, your words, that is ascension. Ascension is in these daily details, these daily things that we do that matter, that ultimately matter. Thank you for joining me on this show. I'll be back soon with another episode. I really appreciate your presence because this energy that we're creating together matters. That's one of the best vehicles for this radio show, is that we do these exercises together and we change our own energy and then we affect the world around us. So pretty amazing. Thank you for being here. And you can check out all the previous episodes on Blog Talk Radio and on iTunes. There are over 250 free episodes for you to enjoy and download. I will see you soon, and until then, take good care.